CE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice Presidential Debate, I'm Sherry Preston. Discussions about immigration and how it's affected the community of Springfield, Ohio at last night's one-on-one Vice Presidential Debate. This is Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, running mate of Donald Trump.
You have got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield, Ohio are the American citizens.
Trump, of course, was the one who falsely spread the story about immigrants eating pets in the city. Walz, running mate of Kamala Harris, noting
that vilified a large number of people who were here legally in the community of Springfield.
And he talked about the bomb threats in the town that followed.
And the consequences in Springfield were the governor had to send state law enforcement to escort kindergartners to school.
Vance travels to the battleground state of Michigan today. Walz will be in the all-important battleground of Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. After more than 2 years of fighting, Ukrainian forces are pulling back from a frontline town in the eastern part of the country. It's the latest urban area to be taken by Russian forces in the Donetsk region. Taiwan getting ready for a typhoon.
The typhoon has not yet made landfall, but Taiwan's southern region is already feeling the impact. Harbors there are seeing some flooding. So far, around 4,000 have been evacuated from low-lying areas. Forecasters say the densely populated West Coast will feel the brunt on Thursday. Some 40,000 troops are on standby to help with rescue efforts. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is expected back in court today for a procedural hearing after being hit with federal bribery and fraud charges. Four more games in the Major League Baseball playoffs today. The Tigers, the Royals, the Mets, and the Padres could all finish off their series if they all win today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. As I am preparing this article to record for Life Tracks, my wife is patiently waiting for me to take her shopping in Madison. We like to shop locally in Richland Center as much as possible, but sometimes you just need to get out of Dodge. One of the places we shop at anytime we're in Madison is Costco. If I said that Costco has everything we need, it would be less than truthful. It is interesting, however, the items you're able to purchase there in massive quantities. We Americans think we must be fully satisfied at all times. We want the latest and greatest, yet we'll never be satisfied with stuff and things. In teaching his disciples to pray, Jesus gave us what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer. In it, Jesus taught us to pray for everything we need, everything that can fully satisfy. This model prayer contains praise and adoration first and foremost. Then it urges us to pray for our daily needs, for forgiveness, for protection and deliverance from evil. While this is not word for word what Scripture records Jesus teaching, this is what we pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we also have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-89 today.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, despite the chilly start this morning, it should turn out to be another mild early fall day thanks to some gusty south and southwest winds developing ahead of a weather system skirting through southern Canada. This could push our temperatures a good 10 degrees above normal this afternoon. Tomorrow looks like another pleasant day with lighter winds but still mild temperatures and some sunshine. There will be another front passing through the area Thursday night. Could bring us a couple of light showers over south and east Wisconsin. The amounts would be very small, like a trace to a few hundredths of an inch if it occurs. And then behind that, we'll see gusty winds out of the south again on Saturday, pulling in warmer air. Temperatures could be a good 15 degrees above normal. There will be a good chance of showers Saturday night into early Sunday as a stronger cold front moves through, maybe a tenth of an inch or so. Behind that, some gusty winds and much cooler temperatures on Sunday. Things are looking pretty dry, though, early next week. So the forecast for today, sunny, breezy, and turning mild, high up to 73, south to southwest wind 15 to 25. Mostly clear tonight, low at 47. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, still warmer than normal with a high of 70. The winds from the northwest to west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a small chance of a couple of light showers, lows in the mid-40s. And Friday, partly cloudy to sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 60s. The outlook for Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy, breezy, and fairly warm for October. Low at 43, high up to 78. There's a 40% chance of showers Saturday night. Sunday, any showers ending early in the morning, then partly sunny, windy, and cooler. Low 52 with a high of 65. Monday, mostly sunny, low 37, high 64. And Tuesday, another nice day, mostly sunny, low 37, high 69. You have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
38 right now with some sunshine. 67 was yesterday's high. The record high, 94 in 1976. Record low, 22 in 2003. Last year's high, 83, and the low was 55. Sunset will occur at 6:41 this evening. Sunrise time will be a minute after 7 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.07. No precipitation today. Sunshine, and after a low of 36, it is 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at last night's high school activities, some very exciting matches, and also a Brewer loss puts their backs against the wall. Details coming up today.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Richland Center Hornet boys soccer team lost last night 1-0 against conference rival Platteville. The Hornets played an excellent first half, with the score being tied after 40 minutes. The second half, the Hornet goalkeeper kept the Hillmen from scoring multiple times, including a penalty kick. It wasn't until the last few minutes of the game that Michael Murphy was able to score. With just minutes remaining, the Hornets battled to the final whistle, coming up short several times. The Hornets JV turned the tide and beat Platteville 2-1 in a real crowd pleaser last night. Sean Adams with a goal through the defense to score for the Hornets, and also Connor Stoltz added the second goal, the game-winning goal for the Hornets after falling 6-0 at Platteville Lancaster previously. The junior varsity was able to win 2-1 for homecoming. The junior varsity, coached by Josh Clark and Jonathan Kronk, have now beaten River Valley, Dodgeville, and Platteville Lancaster this season. Those victories promise good things for the future. With 35 out for the sport, the program has a lot to look forward to. The Hornets acknowledged parents at last night's game, and Coach Stadler would like to reiterate his thanks to so many parents that helped make Hornets soccer a great program. They cannot do it without the incredible parental support as well. So Richland Center losing in soccer last night, 1-0 in a very hard-fought match. Also last night in soccer, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca and Dodgeville Mineral Point tied at 2 in conference play. McFarland 5-0 over Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells beat Mauston by final of 8-0. At the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse last night, it was an exciting night as the Hornets played one of their longtime rivals.
The server is Soleil Ewing. Here's the serve. Fielded by Hoosier. No, can't play it. Hornets win. Hornets win on the ace from Soleil Ewing. Final score tonight, 15-13. What a match. Hats off to both teams.
The Hornets were down after a 25-19 win by Platteville in the opener. Richland Center bounced back to win the next two, 25-17 and 25-15. Platteville won the fourth, 25-13, and Richland Center won the fifth, 15-13. The seniors led the way for Richland Center, all made big contributions, including Soleil Ewing, Lily Tidrick, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Ava Cosgrove, and Maddie Huber. Junior Danica Pauls led the way with serving and some timely digs. A team effort for Coach Jamie Johnson's squad.
The student section, the fans in general were great tonight, gave us the lift when we needed it. We said early on, it's like a heavyweight fight, and I told the girls the first set, we played very well. They got that little run. We're going to get our counter punches in. We're too good not to, and we're playing too well, and got sets two and three. I was really hoping to get done in four tonight, but this is definitely a memorable homecoming. It keeps us in the conference race, helps with seeding, just so many things. It's a homecoming win that the girls really fought for at the end. The homecoming energy in the last 5 minutes is what I think really won that match for us tonight.
Coach Johnson says it was good to get over the top.
They showed Max Preps, so unfortunately put that out there. They beat us like 9 out of the last 10 times, and we've gone a lot of five-setters. It sure is fun to be on the other side of it, especially since we went 5 down there and had chances, you know. But this, especially, there's just so much I love about this team because, you know, Thursday was probably the worst we played in conference, and then we cleaned it up yesterday or Saturday, and then to bounce back and take these guys in 5 is just amazing. I love them all. I'm so proud of them, and they just stayed the course. They faced some adversity, and I can't be more proud of them.
It was Platteville's first conference loss. They fall to 6-1. The Hornets at 5-2, with some big matches coming up.
But I think we got a great thing going here. We got 3 more home games. I hope the crowd really comes out because we get a little help along the way. We could be a conference champ here. It hasn't happened for a while. So we got control. We can control. We got 3 more home games. And we'd love to see this crowd or this place packed and loud like that was because that does help the girls.
Richland Center will host River Valley on Tuesday night for its next conference match. River Valley lost to Lancaster last night by a score of 3-2. The Hornet JV won last night over Platteville 2-1 and lost the JV2 match by a 2-1 score. Prairie du Chien was swept by Dodgeville last night in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. In the SWAL, Riverdale grabbed a win against Boscobel 3-1. Cuba City swept Fenimore as well. And Darlington over Iowa Grant 3-1. It was Mineral Point sweeping Southwestern. In the Ridge and Valley, the Ithaca Bulldogs continue on top of the league after a hard-fought win over Seneca. That one went later than the Richland Center Platteville match last night. And the final scores, it was 27-25, 25-13. Ithaca won the first two. Seneca then bounced back to win 25-21 and 25-22 before Ithaca got the win 15-12 in the final, and they stay on top in the Ridge and Valley Conference. The next action for the Bulldogs will be coming up on Thursday night when they host Weston. Weston fell to North Crawford last night 3-1. It was 17-25, 26-24. Weston won the second one, with North Crawford winning the last two to get the victory. Vivian Spencer led the Eagles with 49 digs. Valerie Bauer, 13 assists. And Lexi Rockweiler had 7 kills. Also a win for Kickapoo over Wazika Seneca, 3-1 in Ridge and Valley Conference play last evening. Also a win for Hillsboro and the Scenic Bluffs over New Lisbon, 3-0. In action last night at Black River Falls cross country meet, lots of teams getting the invite in. That is where the sectional will be, so a good chance for teams and runners to make their mark on a place where they will be in a few weeks at the sectional for the right to go to state. Richland Center Ithaca runners did well. Ryan Stadler was the 6th place runner overall, a time of 17:31. The top overall runner was Josh Ellerman of Mauston with a 16:56. Other Hornet Ithaca runners included Clayton Lee, who was 11th, Robert Budden was 19th overall, and it was Kiernan Culver 23rd, Brayson Garcia Boland 28th, and Ethan Hady was 29th, Micah Meyer 35th, and Dane Schwartz was 40th. River Valley was there as well. Bryce Ferguson, their top runner, 42nd overall, and Nate Hamilton was 51st, Dylan Kane was 65th, and Bennett Woodhouse and Isaac Limix finished 77th and 78th. On the girls' side, West Salem's Mia Olson was the overall best runner with a time of just over 20.02. Grace Fretz of Richland Center Ithaca finished 4th at 20.59. Also, Pearl Fretz was 10th with a 21.48. Rachel Waterfall, 21st. Adeline Lawless was 31st. Elizabeth Wurtsema, 41st. And Shanice Anderson was 43rd. Pauline Weber finished 58th. For the River Valley runners, they had two in the top 10. Brielle Grant was 6th with a time of 21.10. And Molly Moss was 9th with a 21.45. Also for the Blackhawks, Evelyn Tripolin was 46th. Reagan Sackett, 49th. Lucy Spahn, 57th for the Blackhawks. Bowling scores from the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League on Tuesday night, week 3 of 16. The top series belonged to Travis Bushley with a 700, Marty Johnson with a 692, Elijah Cannon, 687, Jeff Seckman a 670. Travis Bushley had the top game, 277, Marty Johnson and Elijah Cannon along with Jeff Seckman with 266, and Lucas Lindvig, 253. Chris Gerber bowled a 598, 100 pins over average in last night's scratch bowling at the Phoenix Center. Elsewhere in scores from last night, it was Mark Ventos with a tie-breaking two-run single during a five-run outburst in the fifth inning as the Mets beat the Brewers 8-4 in a National League Wild Card Series opener. Jesse Winker and pinch hitter J.D. Martinez each drove in two runs for the Mets. Bryce Tarang went 3-for-4 and Jackson Chirio was 2-for-4. William Contreras had two RBIs for the Brewers. Milwaukee has now lost 10 of its last 11 games. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about the chance to win last night, and the wind was taken out of their sails.
It was emotional for both teams. Once it got to be 8-4, nobody did a thing. But credit to Severino settling down and really getting after it, making some great pitches. The reliever came in. Buto was fantastic, and Stanek was great at the end. So credit where credit's due. And they had timely hitting. They hit the ball where we weren't. Give them credit.
Murphy says the team has been resilient all year.
But they're disappointed. You know, they're disappointed how this game went. It's a big blow because we're in control of the game, and in 12 pitches, we're not in control of the game. Over a misplay in the outfield, it was a tough ball. And then not cover first to end the inning, and then five runs score after that. You know what I mean? That's tough to recover from. That's a big blow.
And Reese Hoskins of the Brewers says they will be ready today.
Obviously, you want to win game one. Puts the pressure on the other team, but we've won two games in a row plenty of times this season. And yeah, we've gotten knocked down enough this year, but also gotten back up that I think we're confident, you know, we have the ability to do that 100%. We just have to believe that.
Frankie Montas will take the mound for the Brewers. Sean Manea goes for the Mets. That's a 6:30 start time tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, San Diego over Atlanta 4-0. In the American League playoffs, Detroit 3, Houston 1, Kansas City 1-0 over Baltimore. 2 days after Braden Narveson missed a pair of field goals in a two-point loss to the Vikings, the Packers worked out a pair of kickers, Chad Ryland and Lucas Havrisik on Tuesday. Narveson has missed 4 field goals in 4 games. Ryland was a 4th-round pick of the Patriots in the 23 draft. He made 16 of 25, 64% field goals, and 24 of 25, 96% extra points during his rookie season. Havrisik made 15 of 20, 75% field goals, and 19 of 22, 86.4% extra points over 9 games with the Rams last season. An alumni like J.J. Watt, Melvin Gordon, Sam Decker, and Zach Showalter all weighed in on social media to express their frustrations with the Badgers' 38-21 loss to USC Saturday. Adding to that frustration was a cryptic tweet from the now Jet and former Badger running back Braylon Allen, who said someday he'd explain what was going on during his last season with Wisconsin. Despite the unrest, Fickell says he doesn't let the outside noise affect him or his approach. The Badgers will try to get back on track Saturday at Camp Randall against 1-3 Purdue. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at BadgerlandFlooring.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Your calendars for this Friday and prepare for an epic clash of legendary libations. Are you a super sip or a master of vino? Choose your side and join the battle of vintage proportions. From 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., embark on a heroic quest throughout downtown businesses, tasting fall-inspired wines, beers, and ciders. Power up with every sip as you explore the finest flavors our city has to offer. And the adventure continues. From 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., dance the night away at the Phoenix Center. Bring your own chair and celebrate your conquest with an electrifying party. Assemble your crew and join them for an unforgettable evening of fun and flavor.
WRCO 100.9.
See your face, I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing alright. But we had the hunger, we kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright.
Messina on WRCO. Entertainment news and trivia coming up in the next few minutes. Here's Riley Green.
Singing some song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway, or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Vince Gill on WRCO Radio. Entertainment news today. Loverboy has made its Working for the Weekend video, where band members are replaced by syrup containers. Loverboy has paired with IHOP restaurants to remake the song as Working for the Weekday. To coincide with IHOP's new weekday menu, the video recreates the video by replacing the band members with singing syrup containers. Loverboy singer Mike Reno says they're fans of IHOP and have their work featured in the campaign, and that is a dream come true. Sad news today about the death of John Amos, who is in Good Times. I was a big fan of that show, and I remember reading, you know, kind of behind the scenes back in the 70s that he was eventually fired. I believe there was a time where he was, like, off the show, and the storyline was that he was working or something. Then he came back, but then eventually got fired over his little battles with the writing staff over storylines he felt were not authentic to Black society. He said in a 2005 AP interview, he let the writers and creator Norman Lear know that he was ready to do serious damage to body parts unless the script was changed, and the response was to send him home. He did get an Emmy nomination for his role in Roots, which was just a year later. John Amos was 84. And Frank Fritz of the reality show American Pickers has died. A longtime friend, Annette Oberlander, says Fritz died Monday in hospice in Davenport, Iowa, after a 2022 stroke from which he never recovered. She says he was 60. Mike Wolff, who starred with Fritz for more than a decade on American Pickers, was at his side when he died. American Pickers followed Fritz and Wolff as they drove around the U.S. looking for antiques and collectibles to sell or add to their personal collections. A sad note there. And Frank has not been on there for a few years. There were reports of a rift between the two, but it's nice. It sounds like that maybe if there was, that wasn't the case there at the end. That's making news today. Coming up, our trivia tribute today.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
A reminder today, the Richland Center Kiwanis Free Will Pancake Supper is tonight from 5 until 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Don't miss that event. And ADRC of Eagle Country, Richland Center, hosting a free Welcome to Medicare seminar on Monday. Make reservations by calling the ADRC at 608-647-4616. Coming up at least 5 days in advance of that seminar. Well, the trivia question of the day is coming up. It's sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Our trivia question today, a Milwaukee Brewer trivia question. Imagine that, right now in the playoffs. And, an uphill battle today. Hopefully they can get it done and push it to Thursday. No word on when the game will be on Thursday, if needed. But hopefully it is needed. The question today, who did the Brewers beat the last time they won a playoff series? 608-647-4155. Here is Dylan Schneider.
I hope it hurts. I hope you're mad. I hope you're thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't help. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get second chances, no. And girls like her ain't meant for loving and letting go. I had to break it to you. She's moving on like you thought she never would. If I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms. She says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else. She's kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, man, she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you. I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. And she don't answer, cause she's with me. And we're a little tied up, if you know what I mean. I had to break it to you. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms. She says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She don't wanna make up, she ain't hanging on, she don't even bring your name. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms. She says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, man, she ain't missing you.
We have discovered our winner today. Way to go, Brian Bell. Brian came through the line with the right answer. We had several guesses today. The question, who did the Brewers beat the last time they won a playoff series? We had a couple of guesses for Atlanta and another for St. Louis, but not right. The correct answer, it was 2018. The Brewers beat the Colorado Rockies in the National League Divisional Series. So when's the last time they won a playoff game? That was October 8th of 2021 when they had a 2-1 win against the Atlanta Braves. They did win a game. Since then, the Brewers have lost 5 straight postseason games. But again, the last playoff series was over Colorado, the Rockies. Way to go, Brian Bell. It was sad. I told that story earlier today, but I was just so excited. I was listening to the radio, and they had this great comeback, and they had all these, you know, and they're up 4-3. And I go into the high school to set up for volleyball, and I go downstairs, and somebody goes, "Well, the Brewers are really getting kicked." I said, no, they're ahead 4-3. And they said, "No, and they're down 8-4. I just go, "How did that happen?" I'm just in the car. They just got the lead. Oh, well. Then I found out later how it happened. But, hindsight is 20/20, whether Freddie could have stayed out another inning or, well, there were a lot of things. Piamps covering the bag, they could have been out of an inning. And it always seems like in baseball, that comes back to haunt you, a play like that. Watch somebody drop a pop-up sometime or not get there, and then the next pitch, the guy hits a home run. It seems like that's the law of averages in baseball. But anyway, we'll hope that we have a lot more Brewer games to rejoice and complain about, but it's one and done if they don't get it done tonight. Coming up here at 9, we'll have our ABC News update, and we have more conversation from the community as well, some notes from the elder specialists as well, and we'll talk about some things going on in Muscadet. Plus, as we approach the weekend, lots of things for Center Color Fest and the Wine Walk, and lots of people are having fundraisers. The Richland County EMS, they'll be having an event coming up this weekend as well, so lots to talk about today and this week on The Morning Show.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's one for family fun.
Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of wonderful donations and hard at work getting everything priced on the shelves for you. With the citywide garage sales just around the corner, stay connected by following them on Facebook for updates and special sales, like buy one book, get three free, and browse their silent auction items. Visit often to enter their new weekly drawing for a $10 in-store gift certificate. Store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Richland Electric Cooperative invites all members to their Member Appreciation Picnic this Thursday, October 3rd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 30 East Robb Road in Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious meal prepared by the REC Board of Directors and employees. Please note, the picnic will be held on Thursday this year instead of Saturday. Don't miss out on this special event. See you Thursday.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
7 minutes before 9 o'clock. Here's Mary Chapin Carpenter on FM 100.9.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Never have tripped it down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10. That's the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Yeah, tonight.
my roots in the pavement. Gonna take a whole lot just to break me. Yes, it ain't easy to build your own fire and it's freezing. I catch the heat from the summer out of season. But the grind's worth the time, believe me. Yeah, so let me tell you now, that when you're feeling broken down, you just gotta let it ride. It'll be alright. You gotta roll with it, sip it and flow with it. Who's on the road with it, lay back and go with it. Sometimes you're high with it, sometimes you're low with it. But it'll be alright. You gotta roll with it, sip it and flow with it. Who's on the road with it, lay back and go with it. Sometimes you're high with it, sometimes you're low with it. But it'll be alright. Patience, yeah, that's what it's gonna take with. You're putting back the pieces that are breaking. When you feel like giving up, staying. Yeah, so let me tell you now, that when you're feeling broken down, you just gotta let it ride. It'll be alright. You gotta roll with it, sip it and flow with it. Who's on the road with it, lay back and go with it. Sometimes you're high with it, sometimes you're low with it. But it'll be alright. Yeah, it will. On the road with it, lay back and go. Sometimes you're high with it, sometimes you're low with it, but it'll be alright. You gotta roll with it, sip it and flow with it. Who's on the road with it, lay back and go with it. Sometimes you're high with it, sometimes you're low with it, but it'll be alright. Yeah, it will.
I'm a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again later on today with some community conversation on the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is 46 degrees at 9 o'clock. Our news update this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC.